Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. An awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. I'm your host. And of course, we are back with another episode of Cyber Talk, where we share our CyberBacker story to everyone in the world. So one of our special guests today is, of course, one of our leaders here in CyberBacker, Director of Cost of Sale. Josa, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, Jello. Thank you for asking. I'm a bit not okay in terms of my voice, but it's doing okay since it's just the end of my shift. So
but really appreciate the time though. No, you're feeling a bit under the weather then, but really appreciate the time. Let's push through this together. All right. So of course, again, as we mentioned earlier, we are here to share CyberBacker stories. So before we do that, is this your first time on a podcast interview?
This is my second.
Wow. Gosh, there we go. Second time podcast interview. Okay, then. Now, more about you. Can you tell us a bit about your background and how you were introduced to the virtual world?
Before CyberBacker, I was just a working student, and studying at the same time. And then TikTok happened. It's only for entertainment, but also for learning, because I've learned a lot from TikTok alone. And that's surprising, because at first I'm not fond of TikTok. Like, what's that? What's that app? Like, I just know Facebook, Instagram, and whatnot, but not TikTok. And then while scrolling that time, I noticed that this one video of a girl, I forgot her name, and then I got curious, like, and very interested about what she's trying to say. So I finished the video and watched the other videos, and turned out after that video, like two videos, couple of videos, and then I receive an email. I did the requirements, and then I receive an email, and then I'm here.
CyberBacker. Okay.
Yeah.
By any chance, though, if you don't mind me asking, that person, that video, I mean, that person in the video, were you able to see that person still here in CyberBacker, though?
That's the thing. I forgot name. Can't remember the name.
Don't worry. We're going to find that person. We're going to find her through this podcast. Whoever that person was on that video, of course, been dishing out videos on TikTok. You know who to reach out to, one of our directors here in CyberBacker. You wanted to say thank you, of course, I'm assuming, because she introduced CyberBacker to you then. Am I right?
Yeah. Grateful for her.
So before that, then, did you have any idea, though, about working in the virtual world? I mean,
before, I work as a tutor online as well. So it's not very new to me. So I'm okay with virtual. So it's not my first time with CyberBacker.
So not really your first rodeo then in the virtual world. Good to know. So quite curious, again, as a leader here in CyberBacker, as a part of the CyberBacker family, I typically ask this to everyone on the show. How do you start your day? Because a lot of people have their own rituals, right? Some wake up 15 minutes before work. Some wake up at least an hour to get coffee and do whatnot. How about you, Josa? What do you do before work?
I do work out.
Wow.
To energize myself that I need to wake up. Hey, wake up, Josa. So work out, but not that work out, because I just have an average body. It's just that for me to wake up. So at least 15, at most 40 an hour, not really, but yeah. And, but today I didn't, because I feel a bit under the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just now it's an exception.
So really working out then, just to get the blood flowing too, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me before cyberbacker, even before being able to teach online. Let's go back 5-7 years ago, let's say. Did you ever imagine doing something like this, being a part of the virtual world, just like with cyberback?
I actually didn't know that I would pass before. Like, I just tried it because the TikTok video would really encourage me to just, okay, this is very interesting. It's very new to me and let's try it out. And then I just passed and then things happened from the, it's the rest is just history and I'm here now. But that time, I really didn't think that I'll be like, in a virtual setting again.
Yeah, I think because the norm back then, I think, was like after you graduate, find a decent corporate job, report to work, report to the office, things like that, go home. I think that was the norm before, but I think tragically changed before, a few months during the pandemic started. I think it was around late 2019 when they announced the pandemic, right? So early 2020, everyone was getting crazy. I mean, because none of us were used to just staying at home. It was new for everyone, right?
So true. I agree.
Now, next thing though, how did your cyberbacker story start? When I asked that, going through interviews, of course, the assessments, things like that, what did that first day look like? That first week with cyberbacker look like?
Mm-hmm. I remember, after those series of Zoom meetings, this one Zoom meeting that they need us to be in a game room, and me, like, huh? Game room? Idea. What's that? I'm not here to play a game. So I was like, why do I need to be in a game room? I don't need to be in a game room. Did I just mistakenly hear that?
Yeah.
So I asked. Yeah, so it was like the other attendees. I asked them like, "What's the game room? Like, should we need to be there?" And they're like clueless as well. So when that moment, I noticed and realized that it's not only me that's like lost what a game room is. Then when and finally we entered the game room. Oh, so this is the game room.
I swear.
The name is just like so interesting that we thought it's a game.
It's like a training ground, right? A battleground for minds, yeah. Actually, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Don't worry to everyone who's listening. You're going to know more about these stuff, of course, once you be a part of Cyberbacker, something exciting that we do here in Cyberbacker. Now, more about what you do here in Cyberbacker. Then the question is that itself. What do you do here in Cyberbacker, Joseph?
At first, I was offered with 3 positions. And I just want to pursue the financial one because I finished management and accounting. That's why I chose to be a money backer that time. And I didn't have any regrets choosing money backer. So I started here as a money backer, part of the incentives team. We were like 1, 2, we're like 4 people in that team, and we're catering 3 divisions, as we call it before, and now 3 teams. So, and our company is growing, right? Absolutely. So we're catering a lot more people and teams already. And now I'm so happy that I have able to have this opportunity to be the director of cost of sales incentives team, which caters the cost of sales. When you say cost of sales, is directly associated with creating either the product or delivering the service of that certain company. Yeah. So we are that one. So we're catering towards the trio incentives.
So just for me to say, just a lot of numbers there then in that role, a lot of trackers, I'm assuming. Am I right?
Correct. <It's> very true.
So I think you found the perfect spot here with Cyberbacker, just being part of the Money Backers team. And because I think I believe you do have the background. You graduated with the course. So I know you've got the perfect spot right now, perfect place for your growth here with Cyberbacker too. Now, becoming a director though, what does that take here in Cyberbacker? For our current Cyberbackers that are listening, what do you have to do to become a leader here in Cyberback?
Becoming a leader is both a challenging role and a fulfilling role.
Absolutely.
And thank you for asking. Being promoted to a director for now has been both rewarding and challenging for me. And I'm still a work in progress, but I'm achieving this. I focus on honing the skills, my leadership skills, of course. So fostering open communication, that's very important. Sure. And prioritizing the team's development. And no, this is the very tip that I want to share to the listeners. Mm-hmm. You should know the right questions in order for you to get the right answers and to save time.
Gosh, so, I love that idea. Asking the right questions to get the answer that you need. Love that idea right there. And I think really communication, I think no matter what position you are, even if you're a cyber backer, part of the admin, part of the leadership, being a VP, a director, I think really communication goes a long way. Don't you agree? Because without great communication with the people that you work with, then you won't be able to reach the goal of the team or as a person, right?
Truly agree, because relationship and communication should go hand in hand in order for you to deliver what you want to deliver. Because if you're really smart, skillful whatsoever, but you don't know how to communicate the things that you know, it's very hard to deliver your goals and to achieve those goals.
Yeah, 100% agree with you there. Communication, top one, top two, right up there with everything else that you need to have a successful run, no matter where you are, maybe in cyberbacker, what team or whatnot. Communication, very, very important. Now, how about managing a team, though? Specifically handling people that you work with. How do you incorporate communication there, great communication, when handling a team?
It's always going to the basics. Me, myself, I believe that if you know the basics, you could do the complex ones. So I lead by example, because if I don't know the basics, how can I effectively communicate and bring out the best in them? Yes. So having the basics is the very foundation of communication with those people in your team. So if you know the basics, they know the basics, you'll have a better foundation.
Gosh, spoken like a true leader right there, ladies and gentlemen. Love what you talked about there, especially just leading by example, because how would you expect others to do good when you yourself ain't doing your best, right? Any position right there, it's a good way to look at it. Now, another question that I have, though, of course, being a leader, sometimes you have ups and downs. A lot of good days, a lot of awesome days too. But there are those, don't want to call them bad days, but let's call them stressful days, right? How do you push through those kind of days, being a leader here in Cyberback?
It's been quite challenging, but as I mentioned earlier, I go back to that number one. I have to know the right questions to be able to find as fast as possible the right answers that I need, so that I will not waste time whatsoever. And then if it like this, the challenge is that it's if I'm a bit under the weather, I'm fighting myself. So it's like, let's go, Jossa. We need to do this. It's not over yet. So the very challenge I see as of now and so far is when I'm not in a good shape or good feeling, because that will affect, might affect, and will, I don't know if it will affect, it might affect how I cater other things and answer people during the work.
So really, it's just pushing through them, something like that. Yes, of course, especially being a leader here in Cyberbacker. Now, how long have you been with Cyberbacker so far? I forgot to ask earlier.
Oh, it's been since 2021, almost 2 years, 2 years. And so it's April 21, 2021.
Also running on your third year then, if my math is right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now a long time with Cyberbacker, building a career with Cyberbacker. What's been the most memorable moment so far, the past going on 3 years now?
I didn't see that. I thought it's just like yesterday. But
Long time.
it's been like 3 years now. Just wow. No. It's the very memorable, I think, the experiences with the people I work with, because my team, kudos to my team. My team is like very an epitome of a good team. Why I am saying that? Because in a business world, you work with different personalities, different work ethics. And my team is like epitome of a good team, having those work ethics and great personalities as one personally and professionally. How I work is like how they work as well. Because I believe that you can make a good let's say someone that's good at their work. It's finding a good person and knowing their priorities themselves and being in sync with you is very rare. So finding them in a team is like, oh, we meet here, like you're like me. Are we cloning each other? So I'm very happy that we are creating positivity and inclusive environment where everyone feels valued, motivated, and contribute their best like I do. So I'm glad to have my team with me.
Gosh, right there. I think an idea just ran through my mind right now. The team only goes as far as where the leader takes them. So again, as what you mentioned, a great leader really needs to push their team as well, but also being there to do the dirty work with them, right? Just being in tune with everyone in the team to make the dream work, as they say. Teamwork makes the dream work, as they say, right? So now, one last thing. We've been talking about your career growth with Cyberbacker, also your team and the Moneybacker team. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share to our listeners about Cyberbacker, Joseph?
Yeah, actually there is. Being a cyberbacker is a great opportunity for your career growth. If it's not, you have to have one-on-one with me because I explain more because it's just a short time with Jello here. But guys, being a cyberbacker is life-changing, and you could work virtually as well, having the time with your family, even having a workout before your work. And the career growth is very fast. If you really want the job, you will have the job. And the journey of growth personally, professionally is really real here. You could see that here. And people here and the culture among all the teams. And we're like in a big team and talented teams are here. And I can assure you that because I've seen not all the teams, but most of the teams here, and I can attest to that it's really a great environment here for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're really hungry for growth, Cyberbacker is where you have to be. To everyone who's listening, don't worry, we'll be having our we need you to go check out the website. I mean, check out the website for more information about Cyberbacker. But before anything else, before we go, as you already mentioned, building relationships in Cyberbacker is very, very important, not just within the team, but with the whole family of Cyberbacker. And I'm sure there have been people that have supported you and guided you all throughout. So would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show, mention their names or anything, any messages you'd like to give out to
Yeah, thank you for that. I forgot that, Jello.
them?
Yeah, shout out to my team. My team, incentives team, you know who you are. We're growing, and I'm so happy with you, all of you guys. I will not mention your names. And thank you because I used to be listening to audiobooks while working just to just to wake me up as well, Jello. So I have this very inspirational words from Jim Rohn, if you know him.
Oh, okay.
The coach. Yeah. And I've learned to be good and have to deal those challenges during my transition as a director. So I'll just leave this quote, then I'll learn from him. He said, "Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom. And don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills." So thanks, Jim Rohn.
Gosh, powerful quote right there for everyone who'd like to start a career with Cyberbacker. You know what to do. Go to that website, cyberbackercareers.com. Jossa, thank you very much for being on the show. Always very inspirational having you on the show. I hope this isn't the last time that we get you back here.
Me too. Thanks, Jello.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.